Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 432, PYP is 7. There is a list, and you'll hear them in the episode, of potential titles for this episode. But the big one was that. And I'm not sure if it's a big deal how long a podcast has been around or how many episodes it's done, but, you know, it's obviously changing. I'm not doing one a week, just took a 2-week break. But I was, you know, on my mind was the focus of, you know, PYP turning 7 and what that meant to me. But in the meantime, one of the hugest events has ever happened as far as personal growth. I mean, if I have a dragon, I have shared it, and that dragon is full of fear, doubt, anxiety, panic, worry, stress, and it was a dentist. And I have one of the greatest stories I've ever shared coming up on this episode. And I'm just talking about the podcast and what it's done, but how it has helped me heal, and by sharing and getting it out and doing all the things. And, you know, a great client friend of mine, Danielson, you know, said, you've executed your message. I mean, you put your message out there. Now you're executing it. So now I'm just living that. Like, hey, this is what I did to get to this place, being my better self, the best, you know, my higher self. And now I'm listening to that. Now I'm just continuing to execute it. But the things that are happening, like I said, you know, 2020 was a big year. Zen turned 5. I turned 55, podcast turned 5, and I was like, wow, 4-5 equals 2020, and it just had a feeling, and it did. It turned out to be like the turning point, you know, best year of my life in lieu of what happened with the pandemic. And no plans for 2021, just got better, no plans for 2022. And with what's happening right now, I'm like, it's amazing, because it doesn't matter what's happening around me. How I'm doing is based solely on how I am doing, by the choices I make, by the responses I make, by the thoughts I allow, by the thoughts I choose, people I hang out, experiences I choose to have, the moments I collect, and that's it. Like, it is just all on the person. So it was just, like I said, this cool, you know, didn't plan. It was just, you know, I'm going to talk about PYP turning 7, and, you know, had this major event happen, and it just made me so proud. Like, I got a message. You know, I definitely have a message for this podcast, and I'm, you know, sharing it, and I'm continuing to do it. And, you know, all my clients are the best they've ever been. So, you know, it's a good time to be me, and I'm just incredibly thankful. But thankful for my incredible producer Nico, thank you for helping me get to year 7, and all the listeners, just incredibly thankful for the opportunity. The podcast means everything to me, and I'm, you know, thankful and proud at the same time for getting to year 7. So one of my favorite episodes, loved sharing what I got to share, so I hope you enjoy it as well. Enjoy. Is your lesson. The present is your gift. The future is your motivation. Just breathe. You don't have to figure it out all today. All endings are new beginnings. We just don't know it at the time. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. I'm very cautious about who has access to me lately, and it's not out of arrogance. It's out of the need to continue to protect my space and energy as I continue to do the work to elevate myself. This chapter requires me to be a little less accessible. Don't use your energy to worry. Use your energy to believe. All you really need to do is accept this moment fully. You are then at ease in the here and now, and at ease with yourself. As your frequency upgrades and your intuition becomes stronger, you will notice how much other people's energy actually affects you. The more spiritually attuned you become, the more sensitive you are to energy in general. Keep your circles pure, sacred, and small. Destroy the idea that you have to be constantly working or grinding in order to be successful. Embrace the concept that rest, recovery, reflection are essential parts of the progress towards a successful and happy life. Your energy, what you choose to focus on, affects every area of your life. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are only supposed to climb those mountains, not carry them. The best thing you can do for yourself right now is grow into a better person. Let go of the attachment. Keep the lessons it taught you. And take time to make your soul happy. The world is not here to make you happy. The world is here to make you conscious. Well, lots to share. Been away for 2 weeks. I'm enjoying my newfound ability to take a Thursday off. And the last probably 2-3 weeks, as it goes every year, Zen just turned 7 and Pro U Podcast is turning 7. And at the end of the month, I will be turning 57. So it was just on my mind the whole, you know, PYP's turning 7. You know, what does that mean to me? How is that affecting me? And so I was just basically waiting for that episode. But in the meantime, some really wonderful, amazing things have happened that I got to share, that I get to share. So this big thing hit me where it was like, I don't have like a big following. I don't have a big podcast. I get that. But how good I feel, confident, strong in my message. A really great client, friend, Danielson, said to me at one point, your message is out there from your podcast. Now you're just executing it. And I love that because it was like, okay, you know, here's what I did and here's where I am. But the here's where I am just keeps getting better. And that's what gets me excited. And I just start, you know, going, you know, I'm proud. You know, I mean, I don't care who listened to this podcast. If they skipped through it over the last 7 years and got to the end, they would hear the growth. They would hear about the time, effort, my choices, you know, choosing my responses. You know, all of the things, all the time and energy that I put into making myself the best version that I possibly could. And I just think that that comes out now. You know, I was like looking at, you know, well, wow, it's 7 and how it has affected me. And just the things I was going to share and talk about. But then meanwhile, my life is happening. And it just keeps getting better. And again, it's not because of money. It's not because of likes. It's not because of followers. It's not because of listeners. It's not because of anyone else. It is the seeds that I've planted, the seeds that I've nourished and watered. Those seeds are now starting to bear fruit. And I'm feeling it all the time. But this was one of the biggest moments in a very, well, I mean, I could say ever, because, you know, I know what challenges are today. I know what they mean. I know what I've been through. I know, you know, the version I am. So if something's challenging me now, I know it's big. I know it's huge. My dragon. and I slayed a dragon, which that would be the story, which kind of almost became the title. Like, I just wanted to be like, you know, slaying dragons, you know. But I think the bigger title story was definitely that PYP's been around for 7 years. And just a quick shout out to my Canadian assassin, wonderful producer, for helping me get to year 7, episode number 432 today. So thank you, Nico, for all you do, for all that you are. So the podcast, you know, I always tell people, you know, you got to talk, you got to get things out, and you know, you got to share, you got to get that stuff out. And way back in the Dizzy, I started a email, kind of send it out every Sunday morning, call them Sunday morning messages, and I did that for 8 years. And when I look back at that, it's the same thing, you know, I was just sharing, you know, anything I heard, anything I went through, anything, you know, whatever had gone on. And I, you know, it was I don't even know how much time transpired between the Sunday morning message and the podcast. But I could look back on my life and go all the things I did as far as sharing, whether it was with one person, the Sunday morning message, or the podcast, helped me heal. It's getting stuff out of my head. And when you do that, you create space. And then what happens to that space? Well, the good that lies within you tends to fill that. And then it becomes kind of a habitual thing because you like that feeling. You shared, you talked about it, you felt better. You know, maybe you have a friend you love to talk to, a family member you love to talk to, or a therapist, you know, someone, counselor, whatever, you know what I mean, that person. And you realize the benefit of getting things out of your head. And that was my thing. Something got in my head, it would never, never leave. And I would just deteriorate over time. And it was a real struggle. So when you start to understand how to heal, how to stop your thoughts, how to pick your thoughts, you know, it just makes, you know, what I always say, you're better at being you, and your life as is becomes easier. So there was no "I need to heal" when I started the podcast consciously, because I had spent about a year and a half to 2 years healing. And the message just permeated from my body was, I healed because I was thankful and I was mindful. And I read this article right around the year and a half point, and it said that the typical time for healing for death or divorce, which are very similar, 3 to 5 years. And that actually made me feel good, because I was only a year and a half in and I felt pretty good. So I was like, wow, you know, I'm ahead of the curve. I feel good. I'm doing good. And it kind of helped reinforce it. And I was like, I had complete clarity. I know exactly how I healed. You know, I didn't spend any time whining, complaining, feeling sorry for myself, praying for anything. I was thankful day one and was thankful. And I think that's, you know, a large reason why I healed in a year and a half versus 3 to 5, which is the average. So it was like, cool, I got a message. You know, I didn't sit around healing going, oh, I got to do something. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I feel bad. I feel yucky. I'm not doing anything. But when I started feeling better, you know, healing, I was like, well, how did this happen? You know, and I knew exactly how I got there. And that's where it was. Now I have a very consistent message. I did it, not at a young age. It took me a long time, but I did it. And it wasn't my first divorce. It was my second divorce. But I was, you know, healing, and it was on my own, by myself. And I'm like, that'll be my message, you know, from going to AA, it was like, well, I get to share my story. So that's what I'll do. And, you know, started out with another person that ended up leaving. It never really supposed to be a part of it, but it got me started, helped me get started. So when I began the solo pods, Tom Solo Pods. It was, again, referring back to AA, and it was just that, you know, when you said, you know, you were going to share and you spoke, everybody listened. No one got to say anything, and no one really got to give an opinion or comment. You know, it was like, I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, people could, you know, say something after, you know, whatever, say something to the person. But it was like, hey, I don't believe you. You know, people went there and they shared their experience. So that was just kind of, you know, drilled into me that that's the one thing I did with the Sunday morning messages. And that's the one thing I learned in AA. And that was the one thing I thought I could do. Here's my story. Here's my message. You know, maybe it'll resonate with someone that's struggling. And it's like, well, if that guy was thankful and stayed mindful about being thankful and, you know, staying focused, maybe I could do that. And there it was. Hollered at Hardwick on Friday. And I mean, it was Friday when I decided that, the day after Thanksgiving. And then the following Monday, asked him. And he was like, yeah, sure. And then started it. In March. So it was just, you know, getting it. I mean, I had no clue about anything. I had to, you know, buy equipment, and you know, I had to learn everything. So it took, you know, December, January, and February. So it took me 3 months to get episode one out. And like I said, now it's just this cool thing that I look back. I mean, here I got this amazing dog that happens to be seven. And, you know, my podcast turning seven, I'm turning 57. And it was a bigger deal in 2020 when it was four fives that added up to 20. And it became, you know, the best year of my life in lieu of the pandemic and everything else that was going on. So I've said, you know, a number of times on the podcast, you know, talk to someone, share, get out, journal, you know, just get it out of your head. And I look back and I'm like, I was able to do that. And then, you know, people would write in and they would share their stories, and that would create energy. And you know, that's what I kind of wanted. I wanted the podcast to create energy. You know, I'm going to share a story and hopefully people, you know, would listen and something would resonate and, you know, they would chime back. And I'm like, okay, now we have flow. We've got this, you know, energy that we've created. You know, something resonated and you felt better, and then you shared that with me, and then so I felt better. And the fact that I got to do that and had listeners, again, day one, I did the first episode. I was like, done. That's all I ever, you know, wanted to do. Now, it's icing. Episode two is icing. You know, because it was a big deal to get, because I was probably 5 years before, played with Mike Furman a little bit about, you know, trying to do a podcast and what it would be like. And, you know, it just kind of fell apart. It just wasn't the right time. But to this day, I look at, you know, I don't know, it's just one of my greatest achievements, you know, to have a podcast, to have, you know, listeners, and to have a story that, you know, has value. And I didn't know where I was going to end up, you know, when I started the podcast. But again, like, you know, Danielson said, there's my message. There's the beginning, there's the middle, there's the end, where I became the best version of me, and now I'm executing that plan, you know, continuing that plan, staying consistent with that plan. And again, you know, there's not a ton of people that are like, hey, I want to start talking on a podcast. You know, I want to start sharing everything about my life. So I knew I could do that. I knew I did that in the past. I knew I liked doing it with clients. And if you're sitting in your living room, you know, talking to yourself, it's not like you're, you know, in front of actual people. You know what I mean? So to me, it was never a difficult thing. And I think intrinsically, deep down inside, I knew it was a great way to heal, because I know as soon as I share something, one person might feel better. So I have that, you know, pre-knowledge, you know, that I'm going to say stuff, and, you know, the odds are at this point people, you know, someone, at least one person, you know, it might resonate and affect them and make them feel better. So when you've got that out there, it's just this continual kind of feel-good thing. So everything I've begun or got into or got good at, happy with, you know, stoked. I have no regrets on the path that I've walked. But again, you know, PYP's turning seven causes me to reflect, and I'm like, wow, it's just, you know, pro you podcast. I mean, obviously words I didn't make up, but put them together and, you know, it's mine, you know, trademarked it, started it, and, you know, for a little over 6 years, did it every Thursday, you know, without a miss. So now, again, I can take breaks and, you know, decide to record when I want to record and just have that peace and contentment with it, where it's like this thing that I enjoy now. I'm like, yeah, I got it going. It's spinning. It's moving by itself. It's out there, you know, over 400 episodes. And, you know, now when I feel like sharing, I get to. And that's just a gift. It's just a blessing. It's just another one of those things that I get to do. No matter who listens, no matter how many listeners, no matter what anyone thinks, I started the podcast, and now I get to continue it, and I get to continue to share my story, and I get to hopefully continue to affect people that listen. So a big, big thank you to everyone that's listening now, that has listened, that's ever listened. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few out there that have listened since the beginning, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your time and commitment, you know, to listening to my journey and my story and all that I share. So now it gets me to some, I'll talk about this first. There's an event, this gal passed, and it was a pretty affecting story. I was up rather late one night and just going through Instagram and saw that this lady, who was a singer, who went by the name Nightbird, had passed. Her first name's Jane. And I saw her audition for, I think it was America's Got Talent or something, like last October. It was last year sometime. It came out pretty girl. She was thin, starts talking, and she's like, I have cancer, like right now. And how she talked about it was like, it's not good. The audience and judges, like, everybody stopped for a second. Like you're dying and you're auditioning. And she's like, well, you can't wait for life to not be difficult, to be happy. And she had some of these just amazing lines and quotes that came. So she wrote this song about her last year of life, or her last year of her life. And it was called It's All Right. And the chorus is kind of like, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. And the judges, audience, like myself, bawling by the time she's done singing. So moving. And here, you know, here she is, you know, dying of cancer. And she's up on stage singing this amazing song that she wrote. And she's a wonderful singer. Well, she obviously made it in the competition, but then had to leave the competition due to complications. And that was it. I just never heard anything. And I see this post, and February 20th, 2022, she passed away. And I clicked on her, Nightbird's, Instagram, and there was this interview with her, and she was talking, and she said, you know, it's the time where I'm having the highest highs, like the best moments in my life, accompanied by the lowest lows and the worst moments of my life. And I thought, how odd. And she says, you know, I always wanted to be a, you know, brave, beautiful female singer affecting people. I just never thought it would happen like this. And I'm like, exactly. Like, here your dreams came true. You wanted to sing in front of people there. Oh, yeah, that other stuff. Yeah, that's what you're getting with it. And it was is such a, I don't know if dichotomy is the right word, but, you know, just that, you know, the best moments of her life simultaneously with the worst moments. And then she said this line that affected me hugely. She said, when you're dying, waking up each day is a miracle. And I'm like, isn't it really a miracle for any of us to wake up? And what if we lived like that? You know, like I can talk to, you know, my clients, go through the day, and I'm like, which clients or myself said, man, I woke up today and I was just so thankful. It's like a miracle. It's like, no, we're, of course we wake up. We wake up, we got shelter, we got food, we got this, we got that. And I get, now, what do I want to worry about? What do I want to complain about? And it was just so poignant to me. Here was this girl. And who knows if she didn't have cancer and she didn't have that struggling past year, she wouldn't have written that song. And, you know, who knows if she makes it. Cause, like, at the end of her life, she had a song that was like number 8 on the charts. But they were songs about her dying, and she was singing them as she was dying. And that had to have an effect on it. And maybe part of the success. So it's just like this crazy, like I said, dichotomy where you get what you want, but it's completely not what you had planned. And then she's just gone. And then this is what I wrote. That her knowledge, and that's what it was, knowledge of death and dying made her grateful for each day. All the stuff that most of us don't have to deal with. There's just, you know, again, I went through phases of being thankful for things that, you know, that I had. And then I went to the next level, which is being thankful for things that I wasn't going through, that I didn't have to experience. And it's like, there's just so much to be thankful for, like each and every day. And if you woke up and you just counted your blessings, it was the first thing you did, and let that permeate in your body, and then you started your day, you just have a much better day. But I just, like, I don't know, just like this woman going, every day is a miracle. Now, I'm saying that because I'm dying, but it was almost like this challenge going, why aren't other people just saying that? I mean, do you have to be sick and in pain and dying to wake up? And, oh, I don't have pain today. It's a good day. Oh, I didn't die last night. Oh, it's a good day. It was just, you know, it kind of reiterated what I'm always saying. So I think I'm ready to get into the big story. Slaying the dragon. So October, I guess it was my last dental appointment. And during that, I was probably the most calm I had been. It was like a cleaning that I had done every 3 months, but then they switched to every 6 months. And for the last 8 years, the dentist has been my full-blown nemesis. Panic attack, PTSD, anxiety, everything came about the year, right before I got Zen, 49 to 50. Had a root canal, and, you know, got up in the middle of, you know, right when they were going to start, walked out, went back for the root canal at another place to get put under. And when I was leaving, I was in a wheelchair, and the guy pushing my wheelchair went to get the car. When he brought the car around, I tried to stand up out of the wheelchair, fell, smashed my nose. Just if there's been any extreme drama, it has been directly correlated to the dentist the last 8 years. But in October, I had a pretty good session. But after it, she says, oh, we have not done a deep cleaning in over 2 years. I think it's time. And was like, what? What are you talking about? Completely had forgotten. And she goes, well, let's do it in February. And I was like, okay. Because I kind of, you know, left going, okay, I got plenty of time. But then it was like split. I go, I have all this time to like prepare myself mentally, but I have all this time to think about it. Like the rest of November, the rest of December, January, you know, most of February, I got to think about going to the dentist. Now, I was at that time, this was October, and I'm like, well, I'm going to meditate every day. I'm going to do this. And I had this kind of big game plan. Like I got 5 months to just mentally prepare for that day in February, the dentist. And then November and December happened, and I was just kind of in a like a funk, holidays, what it was. Not a bad, bad funk, but I was just like, I was not going to pursue a lot of stuff. I could just tell. And I had the feeling, I'm like, okay, I was going to write, read, meditate, and I'm not doing any of it, and I don't care, and I love that I'm okay with that. And I loved how that year ended. Well, January started, and I don't do the whole New Year's resolutions, but it was like, hey, you know, you start meditating or this or that, you know, get ready. And I just wasn't, I wasn't meditating, like sit down, cross the legs, close my eyes. But that was one of the things I had kind of written down, like do that. But what I was doing, and it was kind of, I mean, I was very conscious and very aware, but it wasn't pure meditating. So I never really thought of it exactly like, oh, wow, I'm really gaining. You know, I'm becoming better at handling this moment. Until February 21st, Monday. Now, I had first thought it was, the dentist appointment was earlier in February. And then I looked and I'm like, oh my God, it's not till the 24th. And I was like, cool. Like I got like two and a half more weeks. And that's when I kind of started like more and more just, you know, breathing. I just close my eyes and I breathe through my nose in, out real slow. Like when I do little meditation things or whatever I'm doing, I'll just breathe through my nose and real slow. And, you know, it was just kind of what I was kind of doing. And then I was, you know, just for whatever reason, I'm not big into this, haven't done a lot, but I started visualizing. I'm like, here's me getting up, here's me driving, here's me sitting. Okay, then I go in the dentist's office, and I started this whole thing, because I've had moments now in the past year or so where there's separation between me and my body. And I'm like, look, they can, you know, someone's tugging on your arm, it's got, you know, it's not got anything to do with you. You know what I mean? When you look at, oh, whatever happens to your outer body, it's really got nothing to do with you. I'm not saying it's going to be comfortable all the time. It might even be painful. But, you know, there was this thing I was grabbing. So a lot of times I started going to the dog park and we'd walk around a few times. And there's always moments when I would just sit and chill. So close my eyes and I'd leave my, you know, close my mouth and just breathe through my nose and just breathe really deeply. And then I started kind of like holding my mouth open, you know, because when I did go to that last root canal or the last cleaning, the last deep cleaning I had, I just had all this PTSD from the root canal stuff. And I know I couldn't control my mind because I was in this panic stage. And I know if you can't control your mind, you can't control your breath. So once I was trying to breathe through my mouth, well, you got stuff in your mouth and fingers in your mouth and water in your mouth. And it would be like I was choking and I would just sit up and I'm like, okay, I need a break. And I don't know how many breaks we took, you know, maybe two different breaks. And you go in, you get one half of your mouth cleaned and then go back again and get the other half of your mouth cleaned. So it just seemed like a long time because I would get hot. I would take off a shirt. I just need to breathe. And it was just like, I was just like a state of panic the entire time that I was there. And again, it's that PTSD. When you've gone through things traumatic in the past and anything reminds you of that, it's like you just start remembering that feeling. You start feeling that feeling again. And I was very aware that that wasn't really happening. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of sense of, I remember how bad it was. And like I always tell my clients, yeah, but you were an older version then. you're a much better you. Obviously, 2 years ago, you did not do as well as you would do today because today you're a better version. So I just kept thinking about it like that. And then here was the kicker. I got mad. Not in a weird way, but I was like, you know, shut up, you little baby. You have to endure, what, a half an hour? Like, that's your big burden. You look at all the problems in the world, all the stuff that people are struggling with. Look what, and then I went, look what Tammy went through. I mean, 8 years, just her health diminished, and she was getting blood transfusions like 3 times a week, and it was like, I don't know, 4 hours each session. And I'm like, what are you whining? You know, kind of just like pounding that fear out of my head with anger. Like, that's it, half an hour. You got to deal with this little uncomfortable moment for a half an hour. That's it. That's your biggest burden. Like, you should just be completely thankful that that's all you have to deal with. And then I would start thinking about Tammy, and I'd start thinking about what she went through. And then this was number three. This was like the big one. I was like, then I became thankful that this cleaning is all I need to do to carry my burden. Like, my biggest dragon that causes fear, anxiety, stress, panic is that area, that one area. And I'm like, it's a half an hour. I'm like, shut up, deal with it. But it was, I could tell it was, you know, I wasn't feeling that kind of jittery nervousness. So I wake up Monday. Now that's typically every, you know, dent appointment would be Wednesday or Thursday, and Monday, like, it's this week. And Monday was the same as Tuesday, the same as Wednesday until I went. And I could tell it was different. I could tell I felt better. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm ahead of this. There's something going on because I didn't have the normal feelings that I knew, thought, predicted I would have. And I was like, okay. And I was like, keep those thoughts there. Like, I was building momentum. And there was this, I trained Mosher. And I was just like, I just feel good. I didn't say why, and I didn't bring up the dentist. That was like the other cool thing. I go, I'm not going to tell anybody. Like, oh, the dentist is coming up, and I'm really nervous. And, oh, you know, I haven't had the, you know, I would flame in the fire. I'm not going to flame that fire. I know it. No one else needs to know. So, but I just felt good on that Monday. And next thing you know, I was like, I'm going to read today. Well, that's something I said I was going to do in October. And I didn't really do it. And I was fine with it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to read. And did the closing of the eyes throughout the day, did the visualization. I did all this. And I'm like, you know, this is that cool stuff. I go, you know what? I kind of want to start writing down. And I was training Mosher on Monday. And out of the blue, he just said, no, if you look at my schedule, it's like, you know, I got this meeting, then I got that, then I got the Zoom, then I'm going to meditate. And I go, that's always something I've been kind of thinking about doing, just putting down these little blocks. But it's hard for me to kind of plan it, because if I wake up, you know, something's twisted or tweaked and it says workout right away and I can't, or Zen wakes up earlier, or a client kind of, you know, changes times or whatever like that. So there's more flexibility. So it was like, at the end of the day, I'm just going to write stuff in. So Tuesday comes up, I'm going to buy like a journal. And I found this like planner/journal. There's places you could write a little bit, but there was like monthly, daily, priorities, to-do lists, all this kind of, like, that's just for to start again, you know? So I was all excited. It came the next day, and I filled in Monday, and I filled in Tuesday, and I filled in Wednesday, and I'm like, that's 3 days in a row that I read, and, you know, I know I'm, you know, really focused, and I'm like, and I feel different about this dentist thing. Like, I was just like, you know, like, I don't know, like, I was ready. And when I read, you know, so Mosher gave me this book. I started reading it, taking notes, fell in love with it, gave it back to him and bought the book. So I'm like, I'm going to start over. And Monday was the day I started over. And chapter one, the line, the heading was, acknowledge the wave, but stay with the ocean. And I absolutely loved it because it completely resonated. The wave, dentist. Acknowledge it. Yeah, dentist coming up. Not real comfortable. stay with the ocean. What? Oh my God, this is the best time to be me. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. My life rocks. All I have to do is go to the dentist for a half hour. I'm fine. Acknowledge the wave. Stay with the ocean. So now I'm feeling good. I'm highly aware. I'm not feeling what I normally feel. I decide to start writing or reading. And then what I read is completely like, you know, I read it and loved it before, but it was just now totally like I could apply it to the dentist coming up. So I wake up Thursday morning and I'm like, and it's not till noon. So it's, you know, typically like at 9 a.m. I go, so I don't have a lot of time to think about it. But I had two clients, didn't mention it to either one. And then this is kind of like a weird little side note, but I paid rent. February, shortest month. It's the 24th, and I paid rent. Not, I mean, if I have it, I don't have to pay it, but I went down and even my manager's like, why are you paying it so early? And I go, I had it, and I'm just incredibly thankful. Like, this whole money thing has been a weird thing because, you know, I dropped down to, you know, X amount of clients like 2 years ago and it was just struggling with a bunch of stuff and the fear and this and that. And then, you know, a couple big things really helped. But it just seems like at the end of the month, I pay rent and I got money. And I'm like, I don't really know how that happened. I know maybe I'm doing a little less, but it's not, I don't feel like my lifestyle changed that much where it's like now I have money to save. Like it's just kind of like this, but again, I don't even question it. I'm like, that's just where I am. I hit this level where I don't worry about money. Money comes in and I got, you know, money extra. Like I can save a little bit at the end of the month and all I care about is paying the bill. So like when I pay rent, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, dope. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I paid rent. And to pay it early is always kind of a, you know, feel good thing because I had it, you know. But to pay it 5 days early on the shortest month of the year was just that. And it was the day of the dentist. So then after that, I trained Mosher. And again, I just felt good. And we were talking and he had this line. He said, I don't know what I was saying about what I used to do because like I wasn't doing much. And he goes, well, you're passionate. He goes, you're just passionate about understanding. And I loved it because I'm not saying I'm not passionate about anything, but it's like, oh, the things I really, really pursued hard. I'm not really pursuing those things right now. And I'm like, you know, wasn't really, you know, because it's not an active thing. But when he said that, I was like, yeah. And there was a quote talking about, you know, mastering your life. Like, wouldn't that be the best thing? It's just to really focus on. And I'm like, that's what I'm doing. Like, that's exactly what I'm doing. And so when Moshe goes, oh, you're passionate about understanding. I was just, like I said, in this amazing mood. So it's 10:30 or so, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go take Zen to the, you know, park, hang out, we're chilling. I'm not feeling nothing. Come back. Don't leave Zen ever. Like, last time I left him was October for the dentist. So it's always a little weird thing, but he's super cool about it. And I give him a little treat. And I mean, again, I was just like highly aware how good I had felt, was feeling. And here I am now going to the car. I get in the car. I'm driving. It's just like everything's like I'm ready. And I start going, it's like going to a karate tournament. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. Like, let's see what you got, dentist, this cleaning thing. Like, I was like, you know, bring it. Like, it was a whole different preparation mindset and how I was going to it. Like, I was like, go, you can't hurt me. So I sit down, no one's in the waiting room, just chilling. And within like, I want to say like 5 to 10 minutes, it was relatively short, they call me in. And that's always a cool thing. And then the guy takes my blood pressure. And he's like, oh, it's a little high. It's like 147 over 97. And I was like, oh. And so I told him, I said, well, I said, because they give you the Novocaine, it's got ephedrine in it, you know, elevates your heart rate more. So he's like, you know, I might have to tell the doctor. And I said, well, here's the story. I said, I don't know how much I've told you, but I kind of shared. I said the stress and panic attacks and all that were all linked directly to the dentist. So when I look at that, I don't feel that. I said, but I can understand it. And we just talked for like 2-3 minutes. And he's like, okay, well, let me just take it again. And he takes it again, and it's 127 over 87. Like, it completely had dropped in like 3 minutes. And in that moment, I was like, how cool is that? That I know myself that well. Like, I was just like, okay, I know what that is, but here's looking at it. And, you know, because he was like, oh, wow, we got to, you know, like, panic a little bit. Like, wow, you got, you know, we can't do that. Like, we can't proceed kind of a thing. And then it was just like, oh, I was, you know, told, like, well, this is what it is. And then it went down. And so the doctor comes in, and it's like, how are you? And I'm like, well, I'm good. You know, I think I'm ready. And I had, like, all these techniques. Like, I could breathe. Like, I would just count. I'd just do this gratitude thing. I got this prayer I can do. Like, all these tools. And they just started. And it was like what I had kind of said prior to myself driving there was, like, look, you have that other cleaning. It's the same thing. This is just longer. And it's a little deeper. So they, you know, give you the Novocaine shots. But it's the same thing. It's not like it's any different. And I was just breaking it down and breaking it down and breaking it down. So she starts. And it was like, you know, just have this fear of the root canal. And there's like 4 sets of hands and 3 different things in my mouth and just all this chaos going on. And it's just like I said, it's one, you know, the assistant standing there, but it's just her, you know, her hands and the grinder thing, whatever it is. And my whole, you know, side, right side of my mouth is numb. So she starts grinding and I don't feel it. So there's part of me actually excited because I'm like, I get, like, right away, I'm like, this is not bad at all. Like, I totally knew. Like, as soon as she began, I was like, this is nothing. This got nothing to do with me. And it was like excitement. And like twice, she's kind of like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. The second time, she's like, you know, how's it going? I said, I'm actually doing fantastic. And a little bit later, this is like the best moment. She all of a sudden starts talking to the assistant, going, hey, how's your foot? Did you start hiking again? Like, and in that moment, I was like, you don't even have to pay attention to me. Like, that's how good I'm doing. You can totally have a conversation with your assistant because I'm just chill. And in the past, you know, it was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm, you know, being waterboarded. And, you know, that doctor had to focus on me because I was in a state of panic the entire time. And then I don't know what it was, and she said something else, and they were talking, and it's like, you know, time was going on. I'm like, there we are, top's done, we're on the bottom. I'm just sitting there like, I wasn't even using any techniques. I wasn't trying to meditate. I wasn't trying to breathe. It was just like I was breathing out of my nose like I had practiced. I was calm. It was just, and I was so in the moment the entire time, like giving myself a standing ovation the moment it started and the entire time through it. And now she said something about the weather. And I was like, oh, yeah. I go, I had my air conditioning on. And 2 days later, I had my heater on. And she goes, yeah, it's supposed to be warm again. And we all kind of started laughing. I was like, that's during like the worst moments I've had in the past 8 years have been in that chair. And here I am midway laughing with the doctor and the assistant. And again, just watching it going, dude, that's what's happening. Like, that's what's going on. And all of a sudden, they're done. And I go, I want to do something for you too. And they're like, okay. So I got out of the chair. I stood up and I raised up both my arms over the head. And I went, that was the greatest dental experience of my entire life. Because I never had bad until the last 8 years. And then the last 8 years have all been really bad. So it was like I just slayed the dragon. There was no fear, no stress, no anxiety, not one problem breathing. I didn't have to take one break. I go, what time is it? 12:30. I got there at 12. I left at 12:30. Like, it was so minimal. And I got in my car, and I just smiled. And then I text Scott. I go, we got to talk. I go, I got to tell you something. And I ended up, you know, sharing the story with him. But it was just like, you know, slaying the dragon. And he said something like that. Way, 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 a long time ago, people would share stories and, you know, there are parables and people talk about slaying dragons. And it wasn't like literally, you know, a dragon, but how they were conquering those things and overcoming those things. And I'm like, I'll never be, I got to go back this Thursday. And I'm like, I won't even think about it. You know, it's like, oh, I got to go get gas. Okay, cool. Oh, I got to go to the dentist. I mean, it's completely gone. Like the fear, anxiety, stress. And this was the kicker. This is what I told Scott. That was my only dragon. Like if there's like what paralyzes you, what has, you know, creates fear, panic, stress, what the dentist, what else? Nothing. Like what am I really worried about? Nothing. Like what do I dread? Nothing. Like what do you know that's coming up that bothers you? Nothing. Like I got nothing. And like acknowledging that, being aware of that, embracing that, owning that, I'm like, I don't know how many people can say that. In the world. I'm not bragging. I don't brag. I'm just pointing it out. Like that was my dragon. And that dragon is done. And that was, you know, I was going to record the podcast the next day going, my God, I'm slaying the dragon. That was, you know, going to be the title. Because, you know, I wanted to make it the acknowledge the wave, stay with the ocean. I wanted that to be the title because that had such a just prominent effect on me. But then when I walked out, like the first thing I thought of was, it just popped into my head going, slay the dragon. I slayed the dragon. And I was like, even the next day, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I'm completely aware of how much that's affected me yet. Like, it was like, oh my God, I got to go back. Okay. And it was like every 3 months or every, okay, I got, you know, and it was on my mind. Okay. So, you know, November and this date or whatever it was just on my mind. And like I said, the week before it would start eating away and the night before that morning, like I'd be almost like paralyzed with fear. And I know part of that was, you know, in October and I'm like, oh, I'm going to read and I'm going to write every day and meditate. And I was like, oh, you got dentist coming up. 5 months, and it was just, oh, there's that weight here, just start carrying it. Like I carried that, and I didn't, like I was highly aware I was carrying it, but that's what I've done with the dentist. I just can't put it down until now. So I was aware, and that's the debilitating thing, that I don't want to do this. I feel a little funky, I feel a little just frozen, and it was by fear of the dreaded thing coming up. And I'm like, that's how some people live. It's how I lived a lot of my life. Fear and doubt, just wait, and you walk around with that weight, and you know you're not the best. And you know the best of you is not coming out. So, again, that was where the pride came in. I don't talk about being proud of myself a lot, but I was like, man, I've been doing this podcast for 7 years. 8 years, my nemesis has been the dentist, and I'm just, you know, here it is. You got your deep cleaning. What are you going to do? Take names and kick ass. I conquered it. Slayed the dragon. And I'm like, I'm going to do a podcast now. like I was like, there you go. Like, I got stuff to say. I got value. You know? And it just, peace. Like, again, and here's the big quote. My acceptance of my reality is my contentment. And I'll add one more, which is my success. So right now in my head, I'm like, wow, you know, Zen 7 and healthy. My podcast turned 7. I just went through this huge experience of slaying a dragon. I'm continuing to get better, executing that message that I have shared over the last 7 years. And now moving forward, I don't have a dragon. Like, I don't have a lot of worry, fear, doubt, stress, anxiety in my life. And I'm like, someone, you go ahead and tell me if I'm doing something wrong, because I don't think I'm going to change anything I'm doing. Like, listening to my higher self, acknowledging that, moving forward, facing it. And now I've read every day. I'm, you know, just on fire. Like, there's like a little fire lit in me. And it's just like Scott said, I'm just passionate about understanding myself. And I'm learning and I'm growing. And that completely, 100% fills, occupies the space between my ears. There's no room for stress, worry, fear. There's no room for yesterday. There's no room for tomorrow. It's today. And I even wrote that down. Like every day I'm going out and buying food. And I'm like, I've talked about the story of the Bible with manna. It was the bread that they would make to eat, but they couldn't like make a lot of it in store. It was like you made it, harvested it, brought it in, and it was for that day. It was just for that day. And I haven't been eating like great, kind of little bitty snacks here and there. And I know that not like yogurt, protein bar, but those things have sugar. So I just started looking at like, I just want to, you know, eat meals. I want to like, and I want to have, make sure I'm drinking more water. It was like this big shift. And it was like, I was reading and I was making sure I was foam rolling and I was writing. Now I got the journal planner. So I'm like writing down how I worked out. And then 2 days ago, I kicked for the first time in like 3 weeks again. And I'm like, every day I'm going to do what I need to do to return to zero. So if it's foam roller, I return to zero, then I can do a workout. If I feel good, I can do a workout. But writing it down, I'm, you know, jogging in the morning with Zen, you know, foam rolling. And then if I'm stretching or if I'm working out after that or a mini workout and I'm logging it all and I'm writing it all down and then I'm sitting down and I'm reading and then I'm like, okay, this is kind of what I put into motion maybe mentally back in October, but because of everything, which is life, I didn't really start till February. What does it matter? I felt great about how I wasn't giving myself pressure and judging myself for not doing it, not doing anything really November, December. I was like, hey, it's how you feel. You're okay. And all of a sudden February, I was like, why are you doing it now? I don't know. I feel good. Hey, you're going to conquer the dentist? How come? I just feel like I can. And then, like I said, I walked out of there and I'm like, I want to record a podcast. Like, I want to keep living. Like, I'm like, this is the best thing. And shared this with Moshe. I said that my podcast got put on a movie and I got, you know, paid a couple hundred bucks. And I was like, how cool is it? Like, not pursuing acting, not doing, you know, anything like that. But my voice on my podcast gets put in a movie and I get paid for it. And it was just this little cool thing, but like out of nowhere. Well, I taught at Crunch, my kickbox cardio class, like for 15, 16 years, but I haven't been there for eight or nine years. And I get a check in the mail from some lawsuit or something. And I was like, $260-some. I was like, how cool. Like, yeah, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, all right, well, there's 260. So I'm telling Moshe that. And he goes, well, I believe in the past those things would have happened. But you didn't recognize them as clearly as you now. And I go, you know what? I totally agree with you. And I've always said this. One of my little quotes is a six. The bad is overwhelming and the good is just never good enough. And eight or nine, the bad is manageable, and the good, they're completely thankful for. And I'm like, that's it. But there's part of me going, wow, you know, I dominated the dentist dragon, and now, you know, I got this check in the mail, and I got this check in the mail, and then I'm like, I'm paying rent early, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not changing anything that I'm doing. Like, it's just constant reinforcement to keep doing exactly what I'm doing. Just to, you know, kind of ensure I got the best opportunity, potential, ability to keep getting what I'm getting. And again, I had not one thing written down for January or, you know, 2022 at all. And, you know, boom, boom, boom. And this thing, slaying the dragon, I mean, as far as moments of personal growth, by far one of the biggest, because it's tangible. Like, I completely was shell-shocked, frozen in fear, panicky, and then didn't care and was laughing, talking about the weather. Come to my well by the water I sell. I'm hoping that something that I'm sharing resonates with you. And just, again, all it is just planting that seed that, like, that guy did it. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he didn't give up. You know, he deemed himself worthy. He put time and, you know, his time and his energy, which is valuable, into things that served him. And as uncomfortable as it was and is to reflect, stop, pause, and look at oneself, that's what you need to do. That's deeming yourself worthy. But if the other side is what I'm sharing, the better you your higher self, slaying dragons, reducing your fear, anxiety, worry, and completely being humbled with gratitude for all that you have. Because all that you have is all that you need. And all that you need, you have. You walk that path, and I'm telling you, you will not care how you got there, and you will not care what you need to do to stay there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. If you have for all 7 years, I appreciate you. Please, please, please feel free to share anything, anytime. ProUpodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear anything you have to share. And that is all for this episode. So just remember that at the end of the day, it is you and how you feel about you and what you're willing to do for you. Because you are worth it. Control that which we can. Eyes closed. Neutral neck. Shoulders over the hips. Navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose. Slow it down. Elongate it. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. Slow it down. Elongate it. We will be in total control of our breath. And to do that, we will need to be focused. We need to connect our mind and body, which will make us incredibly present. That's where we will stay with our thoughts. If anything else enters the space between your ears, just calmly, quietly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this for the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. come to my well, by the water I sell. And it's free. But it brings me great joy to be able to share a message like I did today. After 7 years of sharing all I have and how I've deemed myself worthy and how I've dedicated my time and energy into things that serve me, and now where I am and the ability to share these success stories that I'm experiencing. If you deem yourself worthy and you put the work in, you plant the seeds, you will enjoy the fruit one day. It won't be the next day. It won't be easy. It won't be comfortable. It won't be familiar. But I just know I was worth it. And I just know you are. You just gotta know it. And then you gotta do it. One moment at a time. One day at a time. And you too can achieve the version of you that will slay any dragons that you have. Peace and God bless.